Paul Ramel broadcasting from the Stevens County Fair here in Morris once again, and a beautiful Friday it is. A little overcast skies, but the temperatures are cool. Steve Stork on the fair board joins me again. Steve, having a good day?
Yeah, and I'm glad you told me it's Friday, because I'm getting so mixed up on what day we're actually at.
Yeah, we're sure having fun here at the Stevens County Fair. A lot of people here already.
That's right, and performing right now, and he'll be back later this afternoon. We've got Mike Walker, who is an impressionist all the way from Branson, Missouri. And later on, a lot of people hear him down at Renaissance Festival. We've got Puket Stott doing two shows, so that's kind of a comedy act.
Yeah, you brought one of them over to me earlier. Who was that, Puke or Snot?
I think that was Snot.
Okay. They're pretty funny.
That's right. We had them here last year, and people said, you guys got to bring them guys back. And it is a PG 15 show. Okay. So, I mean, they've got two different types of shows. And what we hear at the fair is toned down from what you hear down at the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah, I've seen them at the Renaissance Festival.
That's right. We told them it needs to be a family act here. Very and good. You know, they've toned it way down, but they have a great time out here with the audience, and you know, a lot of fun out here at the fair.
That's right. Enduro races tonight.
That's right, 6:30, the enduro race. And once again, we are free fair. We don't charge parking. We don't charge to get in the gate. It's all free. So, you know, no reason not to come out and see all the great entertainment we've got through Sunday.
Okay. Now, Steve, yesterday you told me that I had to, for sure, get some sweet corn ice cream. And when you first said that, I go, okay, now that doesn't sound like a good combination, sweet corn and ice cream. And I thought about that all day yesterday. I purchased some today and took the first bite, and you were right. You get that taste of vanilla, then the sweet corn comes in. Quite a combination there.
That's right. When I tried it, I thought, there's no way I'm going to like this stuff. That just doesn't sound right, or whatever. And
it was very, very good. I'd get it again and again. It's my new ice cream flavor. And I found out that your son makes that sweet corn ice cream, right?
That is correct. I guess we'd have to ask him, Kevin.
Well, he's standing right next to me. Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
Good, good.
Well, your wife dished up some sweet corn ice cream for me and watched me eat it, and that was extraordinary. How did you come up with this?
I guess we heard about it somewhere, and we always have leftover sweet corn, so we thought we'd maybe give it a try, and it guess it's kind of been a hit. It's not for everybody, but yeah, it's kind of fun to watch people's reaction when they first take the bite. And
right. Yeah, I was going to say, well, what's the first reaction? You get a lot of feedback when you hear sweet corn and ice cream together.
Yeah, we sure do. I mean, people really don't know what to think, and after they take the first bite, they kind of like it, I guess. Yeah, it's been a hit.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened to me. So how do you make sweet corn ice cream?
I guess we use a bunch of our ears that we grow locally here by Donley, and we boil them with some...
Oh, you boil them?
Yep, we boil them with some milk and some cream and some other stuff that we put in there, and then we...
There's a secret recipe to make it extra good.
Yep, there's a little, few other things we put in there, and yeah.
Okay, so you'd have to kill me if you told me what the secret recipe is.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So it's homemade ice cream.
Yep, we do make it, and we use our corn, and yeah.
All right, so where are you located? Tell our listeners where you're located so they can get some of this sweet corn ice cream.
We are located down here by the deer hunters down here and the rest of the food vendors, kind of right in the middle of everybody.
Yeah, kind of down the food court itself. They're right next to the pork producers, and of course we've got pork producers, we've got french fries, we've got the beef guys, a lot of different local food vendors out here at the fair. But you would think when we're just sticking to local at Stevens County and surrounding counties that we get our food vendors for the most part from, but we've got a very wide variety of different foods. We've got chicken legs over here that the gymnastics are selling, and they're awesome too. So I mean, everything that's here is different. We try not to duplicate foods. I mean, we've got the normal hockey burgers up there at the hockey and 4-H and whatever, but we try not to duplicate, so every food vendor is different. We're standing right now behind the Chinese. We've got my Mexicos out here, and you name it.
I had some wontons. Is that what you call them, Chinese? With the cream cheese inside? Woo, that was good.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with all that food, but I stop every once in a while and get some sweet and sour chicken. Right. It's great.
Yep. Talk about the sweet corn. Regular sweet corn, you roast it? Or?
Yeah, we have a cooker that a local company here in Morris, Custom Fabrication, made for us. Or I guess they didn't make it for us. But, yeah, we use it from them. And, yeah, it turns out it spins it and roasts it. And it's just as good as the ice cream.
All right, so I want to encourage everybody to stop by the sweet corn booth. It's actually between the Deer Hunters, I think, and the Chinese Panda place.
It's there. It'd be between the pork chops and the China Panda.
Okay. And that's where you can get some great sweet corn and sweet corn ice cream. I'm going to go get some. I hope my wife's not listening, but I'm going to go get another sweet corn ice cream.
Well, thank you, Paul, for coming up here. And like again, we're located in the southwest part of Morris, right next to Denco 2 ethanol plant. So easy to get to. Use gate number 5. We've got a large parking lot down there on the south end of the carnival, and the food court's located on our north end of the grounds.
All right. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, stop by the Stevens County Fair tonight and tomorrow and Sunday. Free gate. And free parking, can't beat that. But you might have to spend a couple bucks for sweet corn ice cream, and it's well worth the trip just coming to Morris for